This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre presents Well, Well, Well on Joy, the show that's all about sex, health and well-being.
Good afternoon and welcome to Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. This is the special Radiothon edition of Well, Well, Well. Carlos, Jesse and Tex with you today from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council. Thanks as always to Tim for the news and to the Gazman for the morning show. Good afternoon, team. How are we going?
Hello, hello.
Very well.
Hello, hello, Tessie. How are you?
Tex. Thank you, Carlos.
Well, hello, everybody. At Well, 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 we talk about all topics, sex, health and well-being, and anything to do with the GLBTI community. And we'd like to welcome you today for our special Radiothon Edition Week.
That's right. Today on the show, we are going to be speaking with Conrad Brown, the General Manager of Joy. Very soon, almost immediately, with Simon Ruth, the CEO of the Victorian AIDS Council, or VAC. Plus, we'll be chatting later on with the one and only community icon and comedian, Rachel Berger.
And Jesse, if people want to actually get involved in conversation, how can they get in touch?
Well, there are a couple of ways you can get in touch. There's quite a few, actually. This list keeps on growing. You can call us now on 1300-JOY-949. That's 1300-569-949. Or you can join online via the Joy website, joy.org.au.
Our first guest this afternoon is Simon Ruth. Simon is the Chief Executive Officer with the Victorian AIDS Council. In fact, he's the boss of the organisation and indeed he's the boss of Carlos, Jesse and I. Indeed he is. Good afternoon, Simon, and welcome to the Radiothon edition of Well, Well, Well. Simon, perhaps we could start with a brief overview of what the VAC does in the community.
So VAC, as we're now being known today, the Victorian AIDS Council, is the oldest AIDS organisation in the country. We've been around for 31 years. We are a large provider of care and support services for people with HIV, and we also run the majority of the state's health promotion campaigns. Some of those campaigns that you would have seen around Victoria would be the Drama Down Under campaigns, which you'd be very used to seeing on billboards across Melbourne, featuring our friend Frank, who...
That's right, good old Frank in his underwear.
Frank in his underwear, who unfortunately gets every STD known to man at different points in time.
Indeed.
There's also the Ending HIV campaign, which has been very visual, and it's on trams and billboards around the state, and the Sexually Adventurous Men project and Staying Negative and other projects such as that. And we also provide care and support. So we have a counselling program, which isn't just for HIV-positive people. It's for anybody from the gay, lesbian, bi, trans and intersex communities. We have the Centre Clinic, which is a GP practice in St Kilda, which has a focus on GLBTI communities and sexual health. We have Pronto, the rapid testing facility, which operates in Fitzroy. And we have the Positive Living Centre in South Yarra, which is a day centre and a health and wellbeing centre for people who are HIV-positive.
Now, Simon, it is Radiothon week. We are encouraging people to renew their membership and join if they haven't. As one big community organization, what do you think Joy is? What is the job of Joy within the community?
I think that Joy brings the community together. I remember life before Joy. I remember back when Joy was only on, I think it was 1 month in three or four back in the early 90s, and we all took out our memberships and won free CDs, and you couldn't wait for Joy to come back on the air.
Let's hope that's still the case now.
We still want to be members now, but you know, back in those days, you only got Joy rarely, and you know, you had Kiss FM and all those others that you had to listen through waiting for Joy to come back on. And as print media dies, I think that radio is certainly going to be a key way for organisations like ours to deliver our messages, and is also a key point to bring the community together and get our messages out there and give our community a voice.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to talk to us about how closely VAC and Joy actually work together and some of the things that we do?
Well, we do the Well, Well, Well program.
We do indeed. Here we are.
Every Tuesday at midday, which is a key focus and platform for us to talk about health and wellbeing for gay, lesbian, bi, trans and intersex communities and also for HIV-positive people more generally.
Yeah.
And Joy is also a very important opportunity for us to clarify our messages with the community, to talk about what's happening at our organisation, such as our rebranding, to recruit people. We recruit a lot of volunteers through Joy, and right now we're looking to recruit another 300 volunteers for the conference.
Oh, we are indeed.
And we're running a lot of ads on Joy right now to try and get people to come and volunteer with us over those 2 weeks in July. For a range of opportunities. And it's also when we make subtle changes to our messaging, such as recent changes to letting go of the word safe sex and moving to the term protected sex as we get more biomedical interventions, Joy provides an easy platform for us to discuss those and for people to ask questions and for us to answer those questions. Things that are often quite difficult to do in print, we can do much more easily on the radio.
Yeah, that's great. Just as a wrap-up, is there anything else you'd like to add from, as a CEO, from the head of VAC, while we enjoy any last-minute additions?
Look, I guess we've always loved our partnership with Joy, and I guess that's so Joy.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Simon, for joining us this afternoon. It's great to have you here. We are currently Joy Radiothon edition of Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. You can call now to become a member for $6 a month, which is only $70 a year, to support the station that you love.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.